The Novena of the Sacred Heart, Day 5. We enter quietly into this time of prayer, becoming aware of God's loving presence. During this prayer, we will linger over each word and phrase. We will contemplate its meaning. We will be invited to share our feelings with Jesus and listen quietly for what comes into our mind and our heart from the Lord. God wishes this time to be only for our good, for our peace, that during this time we may know truly the love of God for us through Jesus. It is a time of prayer when we don't really have to do anything, only to watch and to listen and to wait. We're guided during this prayer by God's Spirit to lead us into a place of interior stillness. In the stillness and in the silence, to be aware of God's loving gaze on me, that God is full of love and hope for me. We ask to know that this loving gaze of God is sustaining and life-giving. We're asking in our heart for a deepening interior awareness of just how much we depend on God for our existence. During this time of prayer, you're invited to press pause, to pray quietly and still, and then to press pause again when you wish to continue. The theme of today is God's attitude towards us. We express our desire for this prayer. Our desire is for a joyful awareness that I am a loved sinner, for a heartfelt knowledge of God's compassion. We pray that during this time we will be able to know the joyful awareness of being a loved sinner, to know that the Lord loves us, and to have a heartfelt knowledge of God's compassion, God's forgiveness. The scripture for today. He began to shout out and to say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." The scripture once more. He began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." Our reflection. Have you ever thought of yourself as a love sinner? Or have you felt more a condemned sinner? Maybe wedged irretrievably in the consequences of your sin? Perhaps hopelessly caught up in your own sinfulness? And also in the sinfulness of the world around you. Our honesty and our humility in prayer can help us to realize that we are not trapped, and that it is God's desire to forgive, not to condemn. So speak in your heart to God about how much you want to know that fact interiorly within you. Saint Ignatius suggests in a wonderful passage of the Spiritual Exercises that I might ask for the grace to express a heartfelt cry of wonder at the forgiveness and mercy that has been given to me. So in our sinfulness, we ask to know God's desire to forgive. We wish that it may lead us to a heartfelt cry of wonder as we receive the forgiveness and mercy of God. Now we have the Novena Prayer. Lord Jesus, you have said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." I come to you in faith and trust, in love and hope. Let me know your closeness to me and your care for me and all who are dear to me. My intention for this novena is dear to me, and I know that what is important to me is important to you. Hear my prayer. Grant what I ask, and may I always trust that in all that happens in my life, you will be close to me as my friend, guide, and saviour. And so, most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.